Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
In Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Couple things to get to. First, we want to note that the weblog at rickemerson.com is back up and running. We're having some server difficulties for like the weblog admin up there for like a week. Got it fixed about 36 hours ago, so it's up, it's running, it's working once again. We're going to be taking some time off over the holidays. On Christmas Eve, though, we're going to be doing our annual Christmas Eve show, brand new news hour. We're going to have a couple brand new hours for you, and then, of course, our annual production of Santa Claus Behind the Christmas. So that's coming up on new Christmas Eve. Then we'll have some days off. You'll be able to check the developments at rickemerson.com at the weblog, where you can also get tickets to Bigger Than Jesus, Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan, the one-man show that's coming back January 16th, 17th. 23rd, 24th at the Imago Theater. Tickets are going pretty quickly, especially for certain nights. There's some nights that are really starting to fill up, and when they're gone, as they say. But they make a swell gift for the loved one in your life. So you can go to rickemerson.com and check that all out right now. We're going to get some phone calls here in a second. We've got the email on the way. We're going to finish this dead list and then other crap to get through. Plus, this hour's top five. We're going to do the top five this hour. Top five non-traditional holiday films of all time. It's on the way. Terry, you're a full-time listener and a first-time caller. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Ray?
What do you got?
I wanted to say this to Joey. Yes. I would never say any of that crap to my wife. And I've been married for 5 years. I'd never even dream of it. An F-Mat with a BMW.
All right.
This F-Mat is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Sounds like a man who knows what he thinks.
Right, or knows what he drinks.
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That 6.5 earthquake in California has killed three people. The bodies pulled from the rubble of a building in downtown Paso Robles just moments ago. Let's see, and they were from a store, apparently, so we have this one building down. It is an older building in Paso Robles. That is a town of 25,000. It is about 20 miles east of the epicenter area, and we understand cars also were crushed in that collapse.
Well, it's apparent the whole side of the building sort of caved in, it looks
like. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
There was some sort of, there was like a roof section that just sort of snapped and the whole roof came down.
So we can see
like a big awning. And
two
just
cars crushed.
Crushed a bunch of cars outside. So, I mean, it's not, I mean, as far as a 6.5 earthquake in California goes, it's fairly light. But yeah, three people killed when the building just kind of came down on top of them. So we'll have more news on that as time goes on.
Well, Jennifer Aniston has the best celebrity hair. She plays a Ralph Lauren staffer on Friends and the makeover crew on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, also singled out for having the top tresses at a recent celebrity hair survey. To determine this year's best and worst hair, Wella conducted on scientific surveys after the MTV Video Music Awards and the American Music Awards. Aniston won Best Overall Hair and Best Highlights, while other TV stars won some other categories. Mismatched star Alicia Silverstone's Golden Locks are in top honors. Jennifer Garner of Alias was named Best Brilliant Brunette, and William Grace's Deborah Messing was called the most ravishing redhead.
This is how I know I'm not fashionable. I have no idea who has good hair. I don't even know what makes good hair. I couldn't. Let me just talk about hair, though, for just a second. Talk about the Jingle Ball Rock we were talking about. Hey, weren't we supposed to have some Hillary Duff soundbites?
Oh, we are.
We're going to
get
to those
later?
Yes. All right, excellent. But we were talking about that Jingle Ball Rock thing last week, and Jessica Simpson was on there. And, man, I don't know if anybody saw that, but Jessica Simpson was like a dead freaking ringer for Farrah Fawcett. It was unbelievable. If you get a chance, go back and you see any stills from that. I mean, she was like a Farrah Fawcett clone, like from that, you know, like the red bathing suit era Farrah, when, you know, they had that, you know, that kind of classic 70s Farrah Fawcett look. I mean, she was like a virtual photocopy of Farrah Fawcett. It had that huge, like, full-on, like, feathery kind of 70s hair going on. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So, Yeah, but I'm a guy. I have no idea. Men have no idea. This is why it's pointless to ask us if we've ever noticed your new haircut, because it's like, you know, if you got to go to haircut, first of all, we shouldn't really be able to tell unless you do something. See, and I have this whole theory that this is why women end up doing these bizarre, freaky things to their hair, like hacking all of it off, is because women, because men fundamentally are sort of, you know, they just don't notice things like slight changes to your hair, like you get highlights put in and you get it layered. I don't even really know what layering is. Can I tell you that right now? Like, I'll go in, especially when I had long hair, you know, when my hair was long, I go in, they go, do you want me to layer your hair? Well, I don't know. Well, we can add some layers to it. Well, sure. I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what that even, you could explain it to me, I still wouldn't even know what it meant.
Yeah, I've given up on you guys. Every time I would dye my hair, I'm like, oh, can you tell? It looks completely different. You guys can never
your
tell.
Your hair's, I mean, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, your hair's always a whole bunch of different colors. And I can't ever really tell. I mean, Jolie, I know for a fact Jolie dyes her hair like 700 times a month. But you know what? I couldn't tell you the change or what it looked like yesterday or what she's done today that's different. But women go through this thing where it's like, and they take 2, 3, 4 years of the guy not noticing when they do subtle things to their hair. And I think women are sort of just like, it's like kids pounding on the side of the squirrel cage at the pet store. You know, they just want a reaction. And so that's why eventually they just cut a foot and a half of it off just to get you to notice. So, but it's going to be pointless. So don't try to, like, quiz us about what you've done to your hair, because we're not going to be able to tell.
Well, let's talk about Hilary Duff, who plays Lorraine, one of 12 kids in the family film, Cheaper by the Dozen. Hilary, talk about your character Lorraine for us, will you?
She's really into fashion and clothes and hair and makeup, of course. And she likes to spend time in front of the mirror.
Do you mind moving to the city?
In the movie, we move to a new town because my dad gets a job, and she's not as upset by it because it's not going to be so in the country, so she kind of likes that we're going to be more in the city, and she's a really good character, and, you know, she looks after her brothers and sisters, and it's a good movie.
These are really disturbing sound bites because she sounds about 9 years old in these. And so that's kind of where...
Like her as long as her mouth is shut.
That's what I'm saying. Just as long as I can see her on television and I don't hear her speaking, you know, or she's lip-syncing like whatever bad pop song she's... What is that horrible single of hers? What's it called? It's,
Matt knows.
So Yesterday.
Oh, God, it's the worst song. She sang it at the Jingle Ball Rock thing and but it doesn't sound like her. I mean, who knows if it is. But they do that Kelly Osbourne thing where they layer her vocals like 15 times, you know. But, yeah, God, when she talks here, I can really kind of sense that dirty old man thing that you all have commented on, because she does sound like a small person.
Okay, so once again, three people have been killed in the California earthquake after a building collapse in Paso Robles. We understand also a clock tower collapse here, so that's all the information we have up to the minute. We'll keep you updated as we get more. I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. And I can't even believe this debate continues on. Rick, The Wizard of Oz is so a musical. And then he lists off all the songs, which I will not repeat here, but they include Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, If I Only Had a Heart, Merry Old Land of Oz, and If I Were King of the Forest. And this is from a man, by the way. Not a musical? Think again. I'm an Oz geek, he says. I can't help it. I have collected all things Oz my whole life, including all the movies, and I have half of the 40-plus books. That's from Brian, whose last name I will not read for reasons of decorum and social propriety. So there you go.
What about Labyrinth as a musical?
Labyrinth isn't a musical.
Yes,
just because
it
it's got David Bowie in it.
No, it has like 8 songs in it.
I don't know.
I own the soundtrack.
Ever seen it once, and it's a difficult movie for me to go back and watch now because it's got Jennifer Connelly when she's like 12.
Yeah, with all that baby fat on her still.
Yeah, and I feel very awkward about going back and looking at hot chicks when they were younger. It just gives you a weird feeling, don't you think? It's like going back, I've said this before, it's like going back and looking at Drew Barrymore now. You know, going back and looking at pictures when she's 12, because you just picture her standing on David Letterman's desk shaking her cakes at him. It fills you with all kinds of weird, conflicting feelings. I don't like to think about it. All right, coming up later this hour, we got today's top five non-traditional holiday films of all time. If you're a OC fan, as apparently many people are, you want to watch Carson Daly tonight because Phantom Planet's going to be on. They're the ones who do that theme song, the California, here we come. You know, Phantom Planet, by the way, band featuring Jason Schwartzman on drums. He's Max Fisher in Rushmore. So that's another reason to... Okay, I'm going to quickly get through this I'm going to quickly skim through the rest of this dead thing, because I can't believe all these people who were dead, that it just sort of skipped my brain. I remember Johnny Paycheck dying. And, of course, there's the big ones we all remember. You know, there was, like, Mr. Rogers and Bob Hope. But Nina Simone, like Matt was talking about, he just blinked and missed Nina Simone dying at some point. Edwin Starr, the guy who did War. And then there's Celia Cruz. Man, I had the most embarrassing moment. Celia Cruz, who was, who I thought, in my own defense, Celia Cruz was, apparently a big Latin singer. I swear to God that I thought Celia Cruz was a drag queen. And I was over at the house of this Spanish woman we know who's a huge Celia Cruz fan, and I just made this, like, really embarrassing... I made this really embarrassing social faux pas because Celia Cruz is very big in the Latin community. And so when she died, they cut a bunch of pictures of her out of the paper and they'd put, they'd drawn little hearts around it and everything and, in like memory of Celia Cruz. And I'd made some comment about, well, she almost looks like a woman in this picture, And then, it's like one of those, E.F. Hutton says moments where it's like 10, Latin people in the kitchen that all stop and turn and stare at me and give me the, ugly American stink eye. So that was... That was awkward. But see, here we go again. Gregory Hines. I thought Gregory Hines had been dead for like 10 years. I thought Gregory Hines, for some reason, I thought cancer had just beaten his ass like a decade ago. I had no idea. I don't remember Buddy Hackett dying. When the hell did Buddy Hackett die? I thought Buddy Hackett was still alive. I thought...
It was early in the year, wasn't it?
Don't look at me. I don't know. I swear to God, I saw him on television on Larry King just like a week ago.
Oh, I thought it lists the days in that list.
Buddy Ebsen. Don't remember Buddy Ebsen dying. Gregory Peck. I guess he's dead. I don't remember it. And maybe it's just me, man. Do you suppose that maybe it's just me getting old? I remember Gordon Jump dying. Charles Bronson. Yes. Okay. But let's talk about someone who... could still be alive, could be dead. I wouldn't even know. Nell Carter from Give Me a Break. I have no recollection of Nell Carter dying. I mean, you take one look at her, you can't think that she was long for this world, like in the best of circumstances anyway, but, all right, anyway. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. That's just, maybe it's just that my brain is starting to slow down, like the older I get. I'm not really sure how that works. I want to thank, we got Larry, who sent this to me. Larry sent me this this thing about, because we were talking about this last week. We were talking about the worst thing about the holiday season is not even necessarily the shopping, but having to go out and having to deal with other people, because I got this whole thing where it's like I despise crowds and people, but I'm sort of a big fan of the outdoors. I'm sort of a big fan of like the outdoors during the holiday season. I'm a big fan of shopping malls. Like I can just go, even if you go to some ghetto mall. What are these people calling to clarify my dead list? People, is Buddy Hackett not dead? Is that the thing? Well, we'll find out. But, man, I can just spend hours walking around even, like, some ghetto mall, like Lloyd Center, even some trashy, like, dirt trashy mall. I will just spend hours walking around it because I'm entranced by all the holiday decorations. But like all places like that, it's a place that would be infinitely better if you could somehow hermetically seal it off and remove people from walking around inside it. So this guy sends me this survey by the Price Wallace Company about the top list of holiday shopping annoyances. And of course, and they're all predicated on other people, of course. The top holiday shopping annoyances, like when you go to the store, the things you always have to deal with. And let's not even talk about the, it's like when you walk by KB Toys. Do you walk by the KB Toy Store? You talk about a place that's going to drive you insane. If you don't already have some sort of deranged mental illness, you work at a KB Toy Store, God forbid you have to work there during the holidays. You ought to get combat pay for working at a toy store to begin with. Then you take a toy store and you put it inside a mall. Then you take a toy store, you put it inside a mall inside the holiday season. Because they always got that display right out front where they've taken every battery-operated toy in the store and everything that makes a little bit of noise. And they've got it all going at once, and so there's a huge table of screaming, squalling, caterwauling toys all going all day long. Man, it's a miracle that this isn't like open gunplay in all those places. You know what I mean? Anyway. But, the hell was I talking about? Yeah, but you go to, but it's the same thing. You walk into like a Fred Meyer, and it's and they've always got the stores. It's like at the casino. It doesn't matter what you're trying. What are you looking for? Well, I'm trying to find the lobster buffet, you know. And you always have to walk right through the slot machine section at any casino. Like all roads lead you right through the big slot machine pit. Nothing matter. You're just trying to take a whiz. You have to walk right by the Wheel of Fortune machines or something. So it is at any holiday store, any store with a holiday aisle. Right about this time of year, it doesn't matter. You're trying to buy yourself a rutabaga, and you gotta walk through some section where there's 500 dancing Santa dolls, all sort of squealing at once. You know what I mean? Anyway, so the article says long lines, out of stock merchandise. Top a new list of holiday shopping annoyances. The poll conducted by the Price Wallace Company found that customers expected certain delays, but still found much to be upset about. Other complaints included traffic jams and high prices, followed by the number one holiday shopping annoyance. Anybody know what it is? The number one holiday shopping annoyance.
People.
It's a specific type of person, though. It's a specific type of person. The number one holiday shopping annoyance. You got it? Anybody? I'll make somebody guess it. It is people. It is a specific type of person that ranks as the number one holiday shopping annoyance. Go ahead. Do you think you got it?
Is it the person ringing the bell in front of the store?
No, but God damn it, they should be on the list too. You talk about holiday shopping annoyances.
They're out there doing a good thing, right? Trying to get some change.
How could you miss them? That's the whole thing. There's the thing about the people ringing the bell for the Salvation Army deal. It's like, how are you going to miss them? They're sitting there with a huge. I mean, they're blocking the door half the time anyway, right? And they got a big ass bucket and a huge sign like, "Don't be a dick. Won't you please help? Don't be a selfish a-hole this holiday season. Please give money to, you know." And then they do this, especially if you go to like a Walmart. Walmart seems to take a special privilege in recruiting the handicapped to do this. And so if you're not going to give money, on the one hand, not only do you not give money, but you're walking by a guy like with no feet or something, you know. So you feel like such an a-hole anyway, passing by, not putting money into the chamber pot. But if you walk by some guy, you know, he's got like two limbs short of a full set. Not only are you refusing to give money, you're refusing to give money to a guy that can't stand. I feel like a terrible person. We'll come back. We'll see if anybody's got it. It's a list of the holiday shopping annoyances, but the number one, yeah, it's a specific type of person. Oh, we'll get to it when we come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Plus today's top five non-traditional holiday films of all time. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Oh, a fun innocent ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, a fun innocent ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
All right.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We're trying to figure out how much money it would take for Sarah to appear on girlspooping.com. And so if they were guaranteed to never find out it was you, you'd do it for $5?
No, I'd do it for $10.
It'd take $10.
That's
I think you're lowballing it. The grossest thing ever. Yeah.
No face, right?
Yeah, no, if they never found out it was you. If a magic genie appeared and said, "Look, no one will ever find out it's you."
This is the worst thing to talk about.
It's just a close-up on the butt.
Rick, ew.
$5,000.
Stop.
Five.
No.
$7,500.
Why are we even talking about this?
Because it's in the news. It's a legitimate news story. It was from the thing that we found an article. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Okay, so we'll see if anybody knows this. We got this study from the Price Wallace Company about the holiday shopping annoyances, and it's the number one holiday shopping annoyance. It's a type of person. We'll see if anybody can get it. And Gresham, Barry's a first-time caller.
Yes.
You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What do you got, man?
Hey, have you ever been to the cash register and you're standing in line and there's this really old raisin woman? She's standing there at the cash register. She waits to the last possible minute. Pulls out her checkbook.
And then starts writing.
Oh, and she takes a week to write the check.
Completely. And, you know, and it never occurred to her that she could be writing her name, the date, the name of the store. All you nearly need to wait for is the total. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, or have a son or somebody come and ride it for her.
And the worst is, is that not you're angry, but then you feel like a dick at the same time because you're getting angry at an old woman, you know? And so then it's this horrible mix of emotions where you're angry, but then you feel terrible for being angry.
I hate it. I just want to go somewhere else. I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Oh, I've been listening to it for eons.
Sweet. You spread the word. You call us anytime, Barry.
You got it.
All right, there you go. But that's not the answer, by the way. It's not that woman. Let's get Chris in Hillsborough. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick.
What do you got?
I believe the correct answer is the stupid, rude people who have yet to master the English language who are taking up all of the salespeople's time by asking technical questions about technology they have not a clue about, all the while standing in the middle of the aisle and won't move out of your damn way.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've learned this, is that if I have a technical question about a product, I just know not to ask anybody who works at the store, because I know that the guy who works at Circuit City doesn't really have any, he's not going to be able to tell me anything about, like, the Ethernet card for the computer, because he doesn't know. He's just some minimum wage guy with a blue vest.
But at least you know what an Ethernet card is.
That is true.
Than people who I seem to keep getting behind.
I always get this. I always get behind the guy in line who does this. I'm sitting there, and there's always one line that's both customer service and checkout. And I get behind the guy who puts his huge box on the counter and says, "Yeah, my computer's not working." You know, it's just like the vaguest question. I bought this computer, and it doesn't seem to work right. And you know that's the beginning of, like, a nine-hour, you know, deal. And it's and you immediately look around, but you're locked in because all the other lines are, you know, all the other lines have closed. They've all gone on break, and you know that you're screwed. You're stuck there for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
That's just terrible. That's Chris in Hillsborough. Let's get John. He's a full-time listener in Oregon City. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
What do you got, man?
It's got to be little kids and strollers, man. Whiny little kids in line. That's the end all aggravation for me.
Whiny little sticky-faced children.
Oh, should be illegal until they're three or so.
Yeah, and they all—that's the thing—is they always bust out the tears, and the mom and dad. And then it's one of two responses: the mom and dad are either shouting and screaming at them to be quiet, so you've got three times the number of people being loud, or the mom and dad have just heard it so often they don't even notice it anymore, so they just ignore it and let the kid keep screaming, thus punishing all the rest of us.
Yes.
I got this whole theory that parents that have screaming children want us to suffer along with them, so they'll just let the child continue to shriek.
Well, you see so many poor parents that then, like, instead of being firm with them, or, you know, it's just parents are so misguided these days, too. They don't have any boundaries. Kids have no boundaries or anything, so it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, you didn't see my ass screaming like that. I started to scream, I got the back of the hand.
I would have gotten in trouble, too.
That's exactly what it is, man. That's John in Oregon City. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955 in Portland. Keith's a full-time listener. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rick. I could have sworn it had been old people that hated shopping, because those people get in front of you, and they're at the checkout line, and then they want to fill out a credit card application.
Well, let's also not forget the old people that have 17 coupons they're looking for.
You know, I wish I had the air horn that people bring to, like, hockey games and stuff. Just right in their ear. You know.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it.
Can you, or just, you know, because I always get behind the woman who does this, and it's always like a $4 purchase, right? She's buying, like, a canned ham, you know, or like a tin of biscuits, and it's just, can I use my double coupon along with this buy one again? And you're spending, going, it's $4! Just buy it and go! You know?
Well, then they want to argue about the price.
Yeah.
No, it's $3.50.
No, I had a rain check. I was to understand that you would meet or beat any competitor's price. You know, and you're behind just looking for an axe. You know, just looking for a knife. No, it's true.
To kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's Keith in Portland. Phil in Beaverton, you're on Hot Talk Today to KFTK. What's up?
Hey, I got one word for you.
Yeah.
Cell phone users.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it's just that horrible default Motorola ring.
I was just in the Johnson Creek Fred Meyer in the bathroom. In walks this dude talking on his cell phone, still able to go pee.
Yeah, and it's, well, and you gotta wonder, like, what is so pressing that it has to, you know, it has to compete with you holding your wiener, you know?
Yeah, I'm just knowing that dude's not washing his hands.
Yeah, no, there's few things in this world that are important enough that I'm gonna, take up half the energy that I'm using to handle my willy. You know what I mean? All right. Downtown, Patrick is a full-time listener. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, K2K. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
What's up?
I think it's just people in general, because during the holidays, everyone's a pain in the ass.
The holidays sort of bring out... The holidays are weird. They're sort of this yin-yang. They sort of simultaneously bring out the best and the very worst in people.
Well, especially in Portland. I mean, honestly, what happens, everyone goes to the bar. Nobody wants to go shopping.
Right.
They want to go get drunk. They don't want to deal with people.
Well, and so, well, and by extension, that means then that like about half the people you see are either on their way to or from a bar. So there's a good chance, like basically 40% of the people you deal with at any time at all during the holiday season are plowed to one degree or another.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
No, another way to get through.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. That's Patrick, full-time listener downtown. Let's get Sean. He's a full-time listener on a cell phone. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
Actually, for me, the most annoying person is that close woman, you know, with the Birkenstocks and tie-dyed socks that comes out once a year with her checkbook.
Yep.
And doesn't think to fill out the check or anything until she gets there. The entire purchase has been made, and the guy's asking for the money.
Oh, we've or this. Well, we talked about that, but also let's not forget that this woman also frequently forgets her ID. You know,
or so, doesn't own one because she thinks that the government's keeping track of her that way.
With like the chip in her head, and so the guy will go, "Okay, do you need to see some ID? Oh, do you really need? I left that in the car. I'm gonna have to, you know." And then they do that thing. Best case scenario is where he takes her stuff and puts it back behind the counter, and you know, and tells her, "Well, come back when you've got your ID." And then you know, so she comes back 10 minutes later and randomly interrupts some other person.
Or how about the one that reads you the riot act because they simply ask for her phone number, wants the manager, and tell her why that's unconstitutional?
Yeah.
That's fun, too.
I'm with you. That's Sean on the cell phone. Let's get Aaron on the cell phone. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, I think I have the right answer here.
All right.
I've got to be the annoying salespeople who always seem to act like you're putting them out by going through their line.
That is actually, according to the study, that's what it is. It's surly clerks, so-called.
Yeah. And then they want you to always save 10% by signing up for their little card, but when you don't sign up.
Would you like to sign up for a Nordstrom's card? Would you like to sign up for a Gap card? And it's like every time you're like, no, I really wouldn't. Okay, but you save 10%. Okay, I don't want the card.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's according to the story, that's what it is. It is the surly. Although Sarah had a good point. We're talking about this during the break. It's not the clerk's fault. Really, taking it out on the clerk is, it's not easy to be a clerk at retail. A retail clerk at Christmas time. I've done that. I've been the retail clerk and worked at the mall during the Christmas week in December. It sucks. It's terrible. I mean, you want to be dead like 50, 60 times a day. You are pleading for the sweet grip of the Reaper to come and take you away from that. Rick. What about the stupid hag who's in the 10 items or less line at Safeway? Waits until the total is announced and then whips out the checkbook slowly. Then asks for smokes, which the checkout girl has to run and get from the customer service counter. Tony in the coop. How about this one? And this only happens when I'm running late for work. We got the Plaid Pantry across the street, and so sometimes I'll go over there and it's like I'm running late and there's no food. I didn't get breakfast, so I have to go over and grab like some cheesy sandwich or something. So I go over there and I get like the stupid wrapped sandwich or I got to buy whatever, coffee or something. And so there's the woman ahead of me, and then there's two variations on this. There's the person ahead of me in line who's got a $50 bill clutched in their hands, and they're picking out scratch-off tickets one at a time. This, I'll take... It's like they're picking out donuts at, like, a Winchell's, They've got the $50 bill. They're looking through the glass going, I'll take two of the cold hard cash. And, one of the easy money. And I mean, I'm going, go! 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 Just wanting them to be done. Or a subsection of that type is this, where I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I've got my money out, and I've it's coffee, right? It's like 89 cents, and I've got the dollar bill in my hand. And I'm sitting there going, go, 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 go. In front of me is a woman going, I've got these 75 Powerball tickets to check, And so the guy, just one at a time, no, no. You're running the Powerball tickets underneath the scanner, right? But then let's not forget this guy, too, who's in front of you in line at the convenience store. And again, here's me clutching, National Enquirer and some Pop-Tarts. And I got the $5 bill in my hand, none of that debit card crap. I'm ready to go, right? Who's in front of me, though? Do you sell money orders? And it's like, and then you just roll, you just look at the sky, man, because it's like hours. You know it's hours before you're getting out of there. Yeah, I need it in the amount of $197.45. And you're so tempted to throw down your money and run. All right, we come back. We got today's top five non-traditional holiday movies. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bust me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. And said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with our silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Jerry Dillon's got the traffic.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're a few minutes away from Likas at 3, World Famous Villa Henry Show at 7. Just a moment, we'll roll today's top five. In Portland, Jason here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Happy holidays to you, Rick.
What's up, brother man?
The most irritating person in the holiday shopping scene.
Yes.
Are these little guerrilla warfare kiosk salesman people that spring out of the shadows and slap something in your face. Please buy this. It's wonderful. Well, and no amount of excuses will ever deter them.
And working in one of those kiosks has got to be the worst thing on earth anyway. You know?
Some guy came up with this fruity, herby smelling neck wrap thing. And, you know, I lied to him and told him, hey, I already bought one. Didn't matter to him. Here.
Yeah.
Put this on.
Yeah, it's not a thing you want to be subjected to, and yet, you are anyway.
So, I hate those guys.
There you go. That's Jason in Portland. Happy holidays. All right, let's roll it. It's your top five for Monday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
All right, here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom with today's top five.
And as we draw even nearer to the 25th of December, we pay tribute to those celluloid representations of our holiday hopes and dreams. The flickering light of a thousand holiday moments captured forever on the silver screen. These are the top five non-traditional holiday films of all time. With honorable mention going to A Christmas Story.
All right. Now, the reason this is the honorable mention, you bunch of jackals, before you just get your hands away from the keyboard, I don't need any of your snotty hate mail. There was a serious dispute this morning about whether this is a traditional holiday film or not.
It totally is.
You know, I can't really say. I mean, it's not really the same thing as It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street. It is sort of a different... It's from the guy who wrote Porky's, you know?
It's a new classic. That's not a classic.
I don't know. Is it a new traditional film?
Yeah, it's the next generation of traditional Christmas films.
So it's not that it's not a great film. Clearly it is. It's an indisputable classic. The question is whether or not it counts as a traditional film. And so we made an honorable mention because we feel it's in the center line. Right now, it's in a period of transition. So, check back in a couple years.
And at number five, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, largely because of Cousin Eddie, ably portrayed by Randy Quaid. It's also got Julie Louis-Dreyfus in it. And it's got Chevy Chase in one of his less horrific performances. So, you know, it's not a great film. It does have its moments, though.
Number four, Die Hard.
Die Hard. Sarah rolled her eyes when I said this one this morning. It was non-traditional holiday films. Die Hard!
Well, I've never seen Die Hard.
Oh. Ah, just when I thought you couldn't shock me or pain me anymore.
Wait, hold on. You're not saying that you don't think it's a Christmas movie.
You're saying you've never seen it.
Well, I don't associate the title Die Hard with a Christmas movie.
All right, one phrase. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. That's what I'm talking about. Sooner or later, I might get to someone you do care about. Now, where are my detonators? That's Christmas right there. If this is Christmas, I can't wait to see what they do for New Year's.
Number three, Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, see, again, here's the whole thing. Sarah insists that this is a holiday film.
Edward Scissorhands.
No, I didn't insist. Well, no, but you said...
I mean,
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying I never really thought about it. But you're claiming, in your world, this counts as a holiday.
Yeah,
film.
I've always thought of, you know, of it going along with Christmas.
Is that because of the snow that he makes?
Well, yeah,
the
because he makes the snow, and it's always, you know, it's during Christmas time when Winona Ryder's older character is telling the story.
And that is true, because she's doing the whole...
And
there
never,
was a
exactly.
young woman who lived in the town.
And it never snowed until, you know, she met Edward.
And now it snows every year. Winona doing like her Jimmy Stewart.
Number two, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, what else can you say about this film? A pretty big flop at the box office, but a huge, huge cult favorite since then. Sort of the office space of stop motion animation. Fantastic film, and again, kidnap Santa Claus, beat him with a stick. And it's got Jack Skellington. It's the coolest goddamn movie character ever made.
And number one, Scrooge.
Scrooged. Bad Santa, by the way, is too soon to make the list. We'll bring it up next year. But Scrooged, stapling antlers onto the head. I mean, onto a mouse, isn't it, even? Yeah, stapling antlers onto a mouse. And it's got the, you know, Bobcat Goldthwait. And it's got Bill Murray, one of his quintessential performances. It's got David Johansen. You know, I mean, what else could you want? And it's got Bill Murray being hit in the face with a toaster. So you got to love Scrooge. It's a fantastic movie. There you go. There's your top five. We'll have to wrap it up after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KFTK.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
See, now we got it coming in. Yeah, see, we've got the ref. People wonder about the ref. Scrooged. Yeah, we put Scrooged on there. And then this guy says, where the hell does Gremlins fall? Gremlins! Gremlins is okay. I can see Gremlins.
Gremlins is a good call. That's, yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I guess we should have specified Christmas. Did we say holiday films?
No, non-traditional Christmas film.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that's kind of the only real Thanksgiving film there is. But Gremlins, I could totally see that. Yeah, okay. Well, what are you going to do? The rap, I'm not really feeling the...
I'm a fan.